spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66. Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Uncle Buck Plays the Blues is officially in session. And I must ask the question, how do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? For this week's session, I have a bucket of blues I really think you're gonna like. James Cotton is our featured artist. Oh, some great live performances from his album, Live and on the Move. You're gonna like it. Also on board, Getting Spins, Joanne Shaw Taylor. Hey, there's a great blues duo with Curtis Salgado and Robert Cray. Bonnie Raitt's on board, and a pre-release from an album by GA20, featuring their new lead guitar player. The then and now song is Albert King's Breaking Up Somebody's Home. Stop yakking and start tracking. Speaking of pre-releases, Tommy Castro has a new album coming out entitled Closer to the Bone. And kicking off this session of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, Tommy Castro, the Painkillers, and Woke Up and Smelled the Coffee.
Thinking about how this woman tried to ruin my life. For 3 long years, she spent my hard-earned dough. Said she wanted to become my wife. Well, I moved just before I blew it. I packed my bags when I got here too. I woke up, smelled the coffee, baby. I got on out. For my back. Well, she hollered and she moaned about the money coming in till I thought that I was going to crack. Well, I moved to the outskirts of town and I refused to be her clown. I woke up, smelled the coffee, baby, I got on out.
Featured artist we have for you on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues for this session. If ever there was someone called the master of the harmonica, it would have to be James Cotton. Born in Tunica, Mississippi, If you're saying, where the heck was that? It's down by Biloxi on the coast. Been there, done that. Our featured artist, James Cotton, got his professional career kicked off playing harp with Howlin' Wolf and his band. Cotton cut his first record at Sam Phillips Studio, Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee, in 1955. The one, the only Muddy Waters recruited our featured artist, James Cotton, to join his band. And Cotton ended up being Muddy Waters' band leader up until 1965. That time, he formed his own band, the Jimmy Cotton Blues Band. Had a piano player you might recognize, Otis Spann. The tracks we're going to be featuring on this session of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues are going to be from James Cotton's album, Live and on the Move. Oh, what an album. One of my faves on the album is a Muddy Waters tune done live by our featured artist, James Cotton. Blow, Wind, Blow.
Without my baby by my side,
featured artist James Catton is going to be back in segment two with another great live track from the album Live and On the Move. But at this time, I'm going to give it a go with two in a row. Kicking it off is going to be Joanne Shaw Taylor, followed up with a great blues duo with Curtis Salgado and Robert Cray. Their song is Gonna Forget About You. But here's Joanne Shaw Taylor. I've been loving you too long.
I've been loving you. Andrew Hawk Brown, singing the blues with the sun going down. If you like the blues, Uncle Buck's the bomb. Keep on listening to UncleBUC.com.
Song for this session goes back to 1993. Albert King's Breaking Up Somebody's Home. Oh, and coming up in segment two, you're not gonna believe the trio doing the now version. Joe Bonamassa, Eric Gales, and John McLaughlin. But taking care of the then portion of Then and Now, Albert King and Breaking Up Somebody's Home.
Laying around home alone on a rainy night like this, starving for your love, hungry for just one kiss. Every heavy raindrop I hear on my window pane. Beat so loud and clear, what just spelt your name? Got nowhere to turn to, tired of being alone. I feel like breaking up somebody's home. I know it's useless hanging on when you belong to someone else. Control the feeling, 'cause after all I didn't make myself. Yeah. Last night I cried so hard, I believe I caught a chill. Can't control the vibration, my heart just won't stand still. Got nowhere to turn to, tired of being alone. I feel like breaking up somebody's
time. We went back to back and belly to belly with a double dose of the blues. Kicking it off's going to be Bonnie Raitt, followed up by a pre-release from a GA20 album coming out in 2025. The pre-release is entitled Crying and Pleading. But kicking off this double dose of the blues, Bonnie Raitt, who in 2024 was the special honoree at the Kennedy Center doings. But back in 2016, Bonnie Raitt was a featured artist paying tribute to the honoree in 2016, and that happened to be Buddy Guy. Oh, listen to this lineup backing up Bonnie Raitt and a tribute to Buddy Guy. Tracy Chapman, Gary Clark Jr., Jimmy Vaughn, Jeff Beck, and Beth Hart. Here they are, recorded live at the 2016 Kennedy Center Awards, honoring Buddy Guy, Bonnie Raitt and the crew, and Sweet Home Chicago.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bonnie Raitt.
Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Hey, this is Eric Gales, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
Yeah, you want to sing it with me? On UncleBUC.com.
Time to take a little pause for the cause. On some of our stations, you're going to hear a little blues news. By the way, listening to an archive show or the Uncle Buck Plays the Blues podcast, you can always get blues news on UncleBUC.com for the current week. Oh, coming up in segment two, though, don't you run away. Booker T and the MGs are going to do a live recording, kicking things off at Green Onions. Oh, are they going to mess around with that on a live recording? James Cotton, our featured artist, is going to be back. Also getting spins in segment two, Gemini Dragon, Muddy Waters. Of course, we're going to have the now version of our Then and Now song. Ruthie Foster's on board, along with the fabulous Thunderbird. It's all coming up on segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
This is Kara Black with the Cadillac Blues Assembly, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues at UncleBUC.com. Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Thank you.
Welcoming you into segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And folks, I tried to warn you, that was Booker T and the MGs. Oh, you hear things on the live recording you just don't hear on the studio version. And that was a prime example of that. Green Onions, of course, was recorded by Booker T and the MGs down at Stack Records in Memphis. Oh, what a group that was. Of course, Booker T. Jones on organ and piano, Steve Cropper on guitar, Louis Steinberg on bass, Al Jenkins Jr. on the drums. Woo! Speaking of messing around with a live recording of a hit record, oh, that was it. This week's featured artist on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues is none other than the great harp man, singer, songwriter, James Cotton. Kind of interesting to note that the first full album on Verve Records that James Cotton recorded was produced by Mike Bloomfield, also with a little help from singer-songwriter Nick Gravanides. Winning a Grammy has escaped James Cotton, but 1970s Grammy-winning album by Muddy Waters, entitled Hard Again, had James Cotton playing the harp on it. The album, by the way, produced by Johnny Winter. The tracks we're playing on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues comes from James Cotton's double disc album, Live and on the Move. Oh, here's a great one coming up. How about we give a listen to a Sonny Boy Williamson original song from 63? Oh, listen to what Cotton does on Help Me.
I can't do it all by myself. gonna do a little blues, and we're gonna stay right at the blues pocket here for a little while, then we're gonna change it after a while. But right now, we're gonna stay right with the blues.
Well, I think it's time for me to put the needle down in the grooves on a double dose of the blues. Kicking it off is gonna be Gemini Dragon, followed up by someone we've talked quite a bit about on this show, Muddy Waters. His song is Kansas City. But here's Gemini Dragon, You Up to No Good.
Thank you. this is Gemini Dragon, all the way from Louisiana. And you are listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com. UncleBUC.com. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
City, yeah. They got some crazy new women. One day I'm gonna get me one. I'll be standing on the corner, corner 12th Street line. I'll be standing on the corner, corner 12th Street line.
Thank you. Kansas City, here we come.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, you, mother. Kansas City. Kansas City, here we come. They got some crazy little women that I'm really gonna get me one. I still stand on the corner, 12th Street and Vine.
What that boy?
Kansas City, buddy. Stand on the corner, 12th Street and Vine.
I've been down before, though. Give me a few of them, yeah?
Yeah, they are. You got some crazy little women, and I'm really gonna get me one.
Well, hell, I'm gonna dozen, 12 of them.
I got happy now, buddy. They got some crazy little women, and really gonna get me one.
I'm gonna get all of them. All of them.
Yeah. On our Then and Now feature, known as the Velvet Bulldozer, Albert King took care of the then version of this week's Then and Now song, Breaking Up Somebody's Home. Oh, but will you hear the collaboration of three great bluesmen taking care of the now version? Joe Bonamassa, Eric Gales, John McLaughlin, the now track of Breaking Up Somebody's Home.
I'm going to play some Albert King for you, if you don't mind.
Oh, my heart won't stand still.
some warning.
John McLaughlin, my name is Joe Bonamassa. Muchas gracias.
I know some of you regular listeners to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues are saying, well, I know what old Uncle Buck is going to say now. He's going to say, ooh, I've got time for two more before we go. Ruthie Foster's going to kick off this two more before we go. Followed up by the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Oh, what a great title to wrap up a show. How about this? The Fabulous Thunderbirds. Song is Wrap It Up. But kicking off this two-mo before we go, Ruthie Foster. A song recorded at Sam Phillips' Sun Studios down in Memphis. Her song is That's All Right. just happened to be a big hit by Elvis Presley recorded at Sam Phillips Studios. As a side note, I took a little vacation once upon a time in Memphis and went through Sun Studios. Had my picture taken with the exact mic in the stand that Elvis Presley used to record the song. That's all right. Might have to show that to you sometime on my Instagram account. But here's Ruthie Foster kicking off Two Mo Before We Go with That's All Right.
Rolling. All right, you ready?
I'm ready. Well, you asking me?
Yeah.
I'm not used to being asked, am I ready? I just have to be.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right with you. It's all right, Mama. Any old way you do, that's all right. It's all right now. That's all right now, Mama. Any way you do, it's all right. Well, Mama, she done told me. Papa done told me too. Girl, the gal you're fooling with, she ain't no good for you. That's all right. All right now, Mama. That's all right now, Mama. Any way you do, it's all right now. Yeah, it's it boop and bop and doop and dee bum. Laughing, baba, dabba, dwee, do. Sit, I bit up on that. Yeah. I'm leaving town, baby. I'm leaving town for sure. You won't be bothered with me hanging about round your door. That's all right. It's all right now. That's all right now, Mama. Any way you do, you do, do, do. That's all right now, Mama. Any way you do, it's all right. It's all right now. It's all right.
Hi there. This is Kathy Lemon.
And this is Phil Berkowitz.
And together we are
the Lucky Losers.
And you are listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
That's right.
On UncleBUC.com.
Now, baby, you know my
As the fabulous Thunderbirds just sang, it's time to wrap it up here on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. So I do want to thank everyone for clicking in, tuning in, however you got here. I'm going to be back next week with another big old bucket of blues I think you're really going to enjoy. Had a great time spinning the blues for you today. By the way, if you haven't followed us on our Instagram and Facebook accounts, please do. But until we meet again next week, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on a turntable going round and round.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday. Here on Legends Radio Network, for Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.